LibertyBTS.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I discussed yesterday briefly, I will discuss it briefly again today, that as the World Economic Forum, as they move forward in their economic plans for a digital system in the West, one of the signs of the end of the world, or the end time, what I mean by the end of the world is the final years where the occult world pushes to bring in an occult system internationally. And the New World Order and the World Economic Forum is an occult strategy. It is an occult system. It is the ultimate system of control, to control the nations. They are hoping to control the nations internationally through the World Economic Forum digital system. But as I stated briefly yesterday, we know that we're getting close to the hardships at the end of the world, Armageddon, the wars that will precede Christ's coming, second coming, his return, as well as the famines, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the diseases, the famines, the wars. With the World Economic Forum, it is an indicator where we are as mankind in history. We're at the end. The hardships that are going to begin. With that, though, a second sign in conjunction with the digital control of the West, there's going to be, according to the scripture, the Bible, there's going to be, you might say, a dual economic system, an additional economic system that's going to be in place internationally. It will be an economic system based in Asia or the Eastern nations. It's a system where the nations are going to distance themselves from the global system of the West. What nations would that be? Russia, Asia, the Asian sisters, all the way down the islands going down to the top of Australia, the Middle Eastern nations, probably Greenland, most of Africa, South America, Mexico. These nations are going to try to prevent this global system from ruling them. The dual system, I believe, will be definitely based in China. You know, as I've stated in the past, there's going to come a time, the prophecies of Russia, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia is going to become great, very powerful economically, militarily, and politically at some point in the time in which we live. And this began with the election of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is fulfilling prophecies for Russia. Vladimir Putin took his nation and began to prepare it for the coming sanctions of the United States of America. He knew they were coming. Vladimir Putin watched what was happening in Ukraine. While he was stationed in Germany, East Germany, back in the times when Angela Merkel was a young woman, Vladimir Putin was already knowledgeable about the plans of the West and what would occur in Ukraine. Ukraine was already, back in the early 1990s, was a center. Putin knew the strategies of the West. And when Boris Yeltsin allowed him to, when Boris Yeltsin stepped down as president of Russia on the last day of the last century, December 31st, 1999, he placed Vladimir Putin in. And I believe that Boris Yeltsin realized, because he had been betrayed by the Clinton administration, it was too late for him as a, he was already, his reputation was tarnished. He realized he was not going to be able to do anything in Russia with the Russian people because he had allowed himself to be compromised. Well, Vladimir Putin was not compromised. Vladimir Putin immediately began a process to protect Russia from sanctions that would come in the future against the United States of America. Immediately, he knew that Russia, with its reserves of oil, gas, it was his intention to develop the fields in Siberia throughout Russia. He knew that the market would be Western Europe. Well, that market has changed. The market now is China. All that oil and gas is going to China. This is because the United States decided to begin sanctions on Russia, force Russia to go a direction it didn't intend to go, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll continue with the rest of the story. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs, or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
It's a shame that America, that we, many of us who are up in our years, in our golden years, we remember America. What a great, wonderful nation. What a wonderful culture. This is back in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even into the turn of the century. But in the last 20 years, roughly after George Bush Jr., W., exited the White House, this nation has gone to hell in a handbasket. It has gone backwards, and it is continuing to go backwards. We cannot anymore say that America is the nation that it once was. It is not. It has become a monster. It has become empire. The nations, as I go through these programs to give documentation, insight into what America has what America has become, as I give you the insight, we see that eventually an evil individual manifests the evil, and an evil nation will eventually manifest the evil of that nation. During the time of Donald Trump, that was the last, during his administration, the first administration, his only administration, we were able to see there was hope to some degree to change things, to halt the evil, to slow things down. But due to the military-industrial complex, to the agencies involved with continuity of government, to the all of the 3 to 26 letter intelligence agencies, oh, but you think it's just in this country? No, it included the agencies of Germany, of England, of Canada, France, some NATO nations. These people, it took the world, not just agencies in this country, definitely, but it took a concerted effort with nations internationally that were involved also with the ending and the removal of Donald J. Trump as president of this country. He's still president according to the laws of the Constitution. It was an election that was hijacked. An imposter is in the Oval Office presently, not being controlled, not the one making the decisions. He's the one that is being controlled. He's the puppet on the string. So, America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? The answer, and I don't even have to answer that for you. You know. The answer is no. This nation, what it used to be, cared about the sons and daughters to a degree. But now, presently, it does not care for the segment of this nation, the population that is conservative, is religious, true religion, that is patriot. It is the enemy. This nation is divided. There's two warring groups of people. And it is a psychological indoctrination that took place at really after the time that Barack Obama took office. The indoctrination of the young children who are now young individuals in society, it began there and it is continuing. In the years to come, the young children that are now your children or many of the children of the individuals of this nation that are in the Democrat Party, those children will become the children that will do more evil than this nation can ever even grasp. We can't see. We have an insight, a window into what will happen when these children come into power. We're at the end of the world. Now, going back to where I ended in the first segment, the dual systems, there has to be a dual economic system in the world. The Antichrist system of the West, and then there will be another Antichrist system, you could say, through Xi Jinping and the Asians, the nations, an anti-God system also. Both systems will be anti-God, anti-Christ. But Antichrist, the system of the West, will be the system that will be able to bomb the nations, destroy the nations. Whereas China and the Asian sisters will begin to prepare on the Silk Road March, for that Silk Road March into the Middle East. We're in that time. And what's happening with Russia, Russia is now sending the energy to China and selling energy elsewhere. It is not reaching Europe. It is not ending up in America. Europe's in big trouble. Now, there was I had told you that yesterday that any relations between this country and Russia have been pretty much severed. There is no communication between the United States and Russia. And this was out of Russia Today. Commercial relations between the United States and Russia were one of the last major links between our two countries. That has been completely wrecked. And my fear, this is according to it doesn't say who the article was from. This was TASS news. Oh, this was Putin. No. This was, John Sullivan, the ambassador to Russia. He says, my fear, even if our governments could reconcile the enormous gap that now exists between us, is that it is going to take a long time to reestablish the commercial relationships. It took two countries several decades to build trade relations. And the business ties have now been severed. Too many U.S. companies have left Russia, despite swearing that they would never leave Russia. In previous programs, I talked about what happened during the Clinton administration and how the bankers and the powerful financial people from the West went into Russia and they took over the companies. There are the companies that did the drilling, oil, and they work with the corrupt Russian oligarchs and pretty much destroyed Russia. And from that time when Vladimir Putin took office, there was a rebuilding. First, Vladimir Putin had to clean house. Then there was a rebuilding in the relationships between the two governments. It's gone. Is there ever going to be a time when the relationship with America and Russia will be restored? No, never. We'll never see it in our lifetime. Why do I say that? Because Russia has an appointment with Iran and other nations to invade Israel. This is Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. For the religious people in this world, we've been talking about it for 40, 50 years. It's done. It's ready now. It's already begun. Russia's rise to power has begun. Vladimir Putin has made Russia. The ruble is the new petrodollar. Just in May, the ruble hit its highest point just this last month ever. And the month before that, in April, it hit an all-time high. And in March, it hit an all-time high. The Ukraine invasion to stop the Nazi element in Ukraine has been a boon. It's been a boom for Russia's economy. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The intentions of the United States government funding Zelensky, who now they are about ready to dump him, they thought Zelensky would be the tool to cause Russia to respond, and then the United States could go in and mop up and clean house as far as destroying Russia. And one thing they do want to do is they want to remove Vladimir Putin at all costs. But you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You sow destruction into Russia, hardship, war. You put sanctions on Russia, and what happened? Now the West is reaping the whirlwinds. The European nations are fuel starved now. Energy starvation. They are being energy starved, deprived, energy deficient. They are emaciated because their countries, their economies are being destroyed because of high fuel prices. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. At the end of the world, it says that the New World Order is going to eat itself. There's going to be division. It's going to be a house divided. And already the European nations are kicking back at the United States objectives. The European nations are saying, wait a minute, we're the ones that are being harmed. The United States, yes, we in this country too, are being feeling the sting of high energy prices. But the European nations, wow. Then he goes on to say, John Sullivan says, it's going to take years, if not longer, for businesses. No, John, there's never going to be a relationship ever again with Russia. It's over. Russia now, Vladimir Putin's going to continue to strengthen Russia militarily, economically. You know what Russia's doing in Ukraine? Using second-hand weapons. Russia's not using the weapons that she could use to go in and take care of that situation quickly. Why? Russia's not going to play her hand for the American West. No way. Russia's not going to use the top weapons, the greatest, newest technology. She's going to use, you know, what has been sitting there for 20, 30 years. Everything that she knows, that Russia knows, that we know, that's what Russia's using. Russia's not using anything new, so we're not really getting an idea of what Russia really is capable of. So, we are witnessing a great prophecy is being fulfilled. And the religious world needs to pay attention, because the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of the world are paying attention but the Christian people of the world are not. Rick Rodriguez will be back in just a few minutes. Present Truth.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. There's me, no.
Out in the vastness of space, there is a blue oyster. In the whole universe, all the eyes of everything invisible are on this planet. The devil, if there's a devil, I guarantee you there is. He's not interested in the moon or Mars or Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. This devil is not interested in any of the planets through all of these systems, in the galaxies, in the universe. The devil's whole focus is on a little tiny speck of dust planet in the middle of vast space. It is called Earth. Why? Because on this little speck of dust are creatures that are created in the image of God. And this is the attack and the hatred of this enemy of God, mankind. And the enemy of God has deceived millions and millions of people that were created in the image of God, and is using these people to do great evil in the world. These people are brilliant, they're cunning, they're vindictive, they are, I'll use the term, they are monumental personality defects. They are people that have given themselves over to the devil, and Christ said at the end of the world this would happen. There would be a spiritual war take place at the end of the world between children of God, the religious world of seven churches in the book of Revelation chapter 1, and the children of the devil in 1 John chapter 1, I think it's verse 10. So there's a spiritual war taking place. And Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The religions of the world, Catholics, Lutherans, Orthodox churches, many of the others, they really don't care about prophecy, especially end time prophecy. It's too negative. And even in America, the evangelical Christians who should be watching what's happening, I would say they are not asleep at the wheel. They left the driver's seat. They climbed into the back seat, and they laid down, covered themselves with a blanket. They left the driver's seat. So they're not asleep at the wheel. They're sleeping in the back. They don't know what time we're in. Of all people, the evangelical Christians of America should know the time in which we are in. The children of the world, Christ said, are wiser than the children of light. The children of the world, they're looking, and they may not know the Bible, but they are all talking about, wow, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Wow, Armageddon. Wow, there's going to be a system where there's not going to be any money. We're not going to have, if we don't take this mark of the beast, we can't buy and we can't sell if we don't take the number of this coming Antichrist. The children of the world, they know we're in the time of an Antichrist. The children of the world, they know this technology has got to be technology that's going to be used by this coming Antichrist. But the Christians, the evangelicals in this country especially, are asleep in the back seat. Christ did say the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of the world are watching what's happening. Out of Fox News, I talked last week about a coming draft. Out of Fox News, there's a Major General Edward W. Thomas Jr. He's a commander of the Air Force Recruiting Service. He told Fox News Digital, you know, this is a recruiting market right now. There are good opportunities to serve and good incentives to do so. The military had faced a drop-off of recruitment during the pandemic, but reserve numbers have fallen short each year. In the long term, it's declining eligibility, and this is the caliber of the young people today. There, many of them are ineligible. They are declining propensity or interest in serving. They don't distrust the government, a declining trust in the government. These young kids, I'm telling you, they're waking up. 77% of America's youth between 17 to 24 will not qualify to serve the United States military without a waiver. Why? Drugs, psychological problems. They're uneducated, they can't spell, they can't write. There's no such thing as cursive. You ask a young child today, many of these people, do you write cursive? They'll look at you and their eyes will just be like stars, like X's in their eyes. What do you mean? Now you give them a computer, and then go to work. But they can't write. I work for a company in Las Vegas. And I went into a company to deliver glasses like you drink out of. I went up to the reception, the lady at the counter, and she was probably 22, and I'll be honest with you, it was a strip club. No, I didn't go in and I didn't see anything. I went in through the back door and I went right to the front, delivered the glasses, drink cups. And the young girl, she could not write. I was shocked. She was beautiful, dating the manager. She couldn't write. And she wrote her name, and her name was written with about inch and a half letters. And it took her like 15 seconds or 20 seconds to write her name. I felt so sorry for this young girl. Young children need to put something upstairs. Beauty is temporal. It's just for a moment. But what you put upstairs is hopefully lifelong. So these young kids are not going to be drafted. And the ones that are going to go in, why would they go in? As the time in this country, as we go into further hardships, one thing that the young people do in other countries, they will join the military so they can have something to eat. They'll have some type of security. They'll have a gun where they can protect themselves. They'll have maybe medical, dental. They might be able to be provided with clothing, benefits of some type. This is why they'll go in. I'll be right back. Continue in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Horizon waves, a beautiful by the things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon, my life has only begun. Beyond
Beyond the blue horizon lies a beautiful day. We're not at the final years of the end of the world. We still have time to see what's going to happen. And God will give each of us time to, you might say, have a reality check. The evil in the world. In the book of Job, God says that he's going to allow the evil people of the world to do what they do. This way everybody will see. People think maybe there is a devil, maybe there isn't a devil, evil is this, evil is that. No. When these people begin to experience extreme hardships, the hardships that they will bring upon mankind, most of the evil people already do know that there is a devil. They know that they do serve the devil. They do know that there is a God, and that this God is righteous, and that this God will punish them. But they don't care. They want their evil. They cannot be rehabilitated. It's impossible. Many of these leaders in the world today cannot be rehabilitated. Zelensky of Ukraine. Do you think this man can be rehabilitated? This man is guilty of, and he knows, that the decisions he's making is not only affecting Ukraine and Russia, but it's affecting the nations of the world. But because he is an operative of the United States government, people don't want to believe that. But he is. And he's aware of what he's doing. In the same principle of Adolf Hitler. Hitler knew what he was doing, and he didn't lose any sleep. And these type of people, they don't lose sleep. The innocent people of the world suffer. There's anguish. There's distress. There's fear. There's torment. These people, they sleep just fine. Soros, Kissinger, all of them. Gates, Fauci, these men... When you serve the devil, you can sleep just fine, in my opinion. I know. I know the psychological makeup of these people. Talk about great personality disorders. Out of Russia, out of RT News, you know, Germany, they decided to go along with the United States objectives in Ukraine. Well, guess what's happening? Russia's sanctions against Gazprom's former German subsidiary may cost Germany around 5 billion U.S. dollars or euros a year. In additional expenses every year. On March 31st, Russia, state energy giant and major gas exporter Gazprom, exited Gazprom Germania in response to Berlin's move to put the company under the trusteeship amid the Ukraine-related sanctions on Russia. And subsequently, Russia stopped supplying gas to the company, which has amounted to some 10 billion cubic meters per day. On May 11th, Gazprom was put under sanctions by Russia. So you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Germany and Russia, together, who did the West fear? Who did the United States fear? After World War II, Russia and Germany, these two, if they could have begun to work things out, which they were doing, Germany was continuing. It was the It was the anchor of the European nations. Germany was carrying a big load for most of the European nations. That was because of Russian fuel, energy. And because of that, Germany was made great because of Russia. And the West, America specifically, feared that Germany and Russia could work something out, and the two together would become the hegemonic powers of Europe, you might say. America can't allow that, won't allow it. But again, you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Germany's in a bad state. Germany wanted to kowtow to American interests, and guess what happened? Another article, also out of RT.com. Now, we're going to talk about Boris Johnson. This man just escaped by the hair of his chinny chin chin. He's still the Prime Minister of England. Just barely made it. I think he did lose. 500,000 small businesses in Britain could go bust. 500,000. If a new wave of government assistance is not released immediately, some 500,000 small businesses in the UK will go bankrupt within weeks, the chairman of the Federation of Small Businesses, FSB, Martin McTaggew, has warned. We don't have any problem with the way that the Chancellor dealt with consumer needs, but there is still a massive problem with small businesses. They are facing something like twice the rate of inflation for their production prices. And it's a ticking time bomb. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You want to mess with Russia? Russia cuts off power to the EU nations. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sane, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sane, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
And as I stated yesterday, you know, there's this summit down in LA, and the U.S. hegemony is no longer accepted in Latin America, and Mexican President Lopez Obrador, he is not going to attend this summit, which begins tomorrow. And but at the same time, the reason they're not going to go and many others is because Cuba and Venezuela and Nicaragua have not been invited. So the Latin American brothers, some are invited, some aren't. This is what I call monumental personality hypocrisy. Now, so it just so happens that but Biden, you know, we've imposed sanctions on Venezuela, not allowing them to sell their energy, oil. Well, guess what happened? So, in spite of that sanction, the United States is going to allow Venezuela to ship oil to the EU, to the European nations. So there are sanctions on Venezuela when that oil goes anywhere else in the world, but now that it can go to Europe, he releases the sanctions. This is, again, monumental personality hypocrisy. Then, in Ukraine, there are the ports there where the Ukrainians can ship their grain to Africa for the people that are really in a hurt. They have no food. There is definitely starvation. But because of the sanctions on Russia, Ukraine, they will not allow ships out of the Ukraine to take wheat into Africa. So, you see the hypocrisy, monumental personality hypocrisy of not just Joe Biden, but by the individual who gives him direction and orders, who's in the basement with his stuff and his whole cabal of devil worshipers. And the thing is this, you know, I was talking a little earlier about the nations that are sanctioning Russia. It's the United States, it's Canada, most of the European nations, Australia, and Japan. The rest of the nations are basically, these are the light-skinned nations. And the Lord said at the end of the world, there would be race against race, ethnos against ethnos. The globalist order is a Anglo-Saxon order. The other nations are the, and I'm not against Anglo-Saxons. You have with the whites, you have those who are evil and those who are good. The same with Hispanics. Good, evil, blacks, good, evil, Asians, good, evil. Every race, every society, every, you have the good people, the bad people. But the nations that are basically backing Russia and Russia is helping are the African, all the nations south of Russia, Asia, South America. We are in a mess. But if you will know the truth will set you free. And that's what we're going to do. Keep on giving you the truth. Tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. See you tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.